Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Joel Elkonen, co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show, also editor of the Pre-Market Prep website. I'll post a link below this interview so that all of you can keep up to date on what Joel is covering day after day on his show and on his blog. Joel, I think we have to start today with the inflation data. Out of the U.S., inflation higher again, 8.5%. This is the highest inflation since, I believe, the early 80s. And the interesting thing is that this inflation number, 8.5%, higher than what we saw last year or last month. Fact of the matter is it actually came in below estimates broadly. Markets are moving up today, but you know what? They did have a bit of a breakdown yesterday and even in the overnight session. But Joel, first and foremost, inflation, what do you take away from the 8.5% print we got today?
People are expecting, well, first of all, good afternoon. Thanks for having me. People were expecting much worse. Even, the White House came out, the press secretary said, hey, this is going to be a whopper of a number. You had a lot of nervousness in the market yesterday, a big sell-off. And, so people just kind of got caught leaning the wrong way. You had a continued decline in the pre-market trading, and then you had the rally. So it just really caught people off guard. They were looking, I don't know what they were pricing in, 10, 12, 14%. So I just think it's the market dynamics, the way the market broke down yesterday, the reaction overnight, and then, the White House put, lopping on top of it, and then just a lot of confluence of factors that created the market reaction that you had.
Now, Joel, a lot of people are pointing to year-over-year comparisons when it comes to inflation, because it was this time last year in April that inflation really started to take off in the U.S. I believe it was a 4-point-something print, and then we all know where it went from there afterwards. Are you trying to balance out any of these year-over-year comparisons because of the spike in inflation last year?
I think it's hard to do for a couple different circumstances. A year ago, April of 21, we were coming out of the pandemic. You had the reopening trade going on. People had, been pent up, not leaving, not spending money and stuff. So you had that bump up, that just kept on going. Now you have little different circumstances with the war in the Ukraine. So I think just with, the geopolitical events and COVID, I think it's really hard to do year-over-year comparisons.
Yeah, I agree with you. And this year is a lot different from last year because, last year was all about a reopen trade. And this year now is all about supply shortages, supply chain issues, as well as, again, the war that is still ongoing in Ukraine. When we look at the markets, as much as we're getting a bounce back today on the broad averages, it does still seem like they are lagging a little bit more some of these safer plays. We look at the U.S. dollar. That's over 100 on the dollar index right now. Precious metals are bouncing. Utilities are bouncing. What is standing out to you in terms of outperformance, the sectors that are outperforming?
Just the value trade, the utilities, your Berkshire Hathaways, your Johnson & Johnson. Well, Berkshire Hathaway it's a value, but doesn't have the dividend. And the utilities, it's just the flight to safety here. It's just unbelievable. People are just looking for yield. And I think that's something that in a rising interest rate environment, you wouldn't expect the utilities to act like that. But they are. And so I think that a little bit is surprising. You got to have some concern about, the breakdown in big tech and the breakdown in the semis, which were, big leaders on the way up. So that's really the sectors. Gold, is performing pretty well here, built a nice base last week. So that's a little bit more of the safety trade. So that's pretty much sums up, my areas of interest as far as outstanding sectors.
It's just such a different world for these markets right now and for investors, isn't it, Joel, in terms of what investors are focused on? We haven't had investors chasing yield in what feels like over a decade, or even focusing this much more on value outside of growth. And it does seem like investors are just trying to keep pace with how quickly interest rates are rising. I realize that rates are down a little bit today, but again, 10-year over 2.7%. When was the last time you've seen an environment like this, Joel, where investors are more defensive and chasing yields as yields continue to move higher?
I'll tell you, I don't know. I can't. This is really a dynamic that, you know, going back in my long investment history, that really hard to identify. This kind of flight to safety, it's worrisome, and it has implications for the market, but really hard to draw a comparison to this time period, especially with the COVID and the war in the Ukraine. It's really a very, very different investing atmosphere that I really can't compare anything to.
Well, yeah, it is a different investing environment. But the thing is, again, for the past decade, it almost seems like the growth and the more risk-on trade outperforms so much that if you're trying to look back and find an equilibrium, is that even possible because of how much the growth outperformed and carried the markets?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, the growth, the short-lived, moves on those things. And, it looks like, it points that it's coming back. And it's just a lot of, the market structure is much, much different because you have people stuck long from much higher levels. So, the growth trade, in order for it to come back, man, oh, man, I don't know what it's going to take.
Yeah, who knows? But clearly a very different environment than what we have right now, with higher inflation and yields continuing to move and central banks continuing to go down that tightening road. One other thing I want to quickly ask you on here, Joel, is earnings season. We're going to have Q1 earnings season, and I think it's going to be a very different earnings season from what we've seen over the last decade, again, simply because of this different environment. Even though it seems like consumers or individuals are still out there spending, I'm not expecting runaway earnings, but we haven't really had runaway earnings for a while. So what are you going to be looking at this earnings season?
I'm going to be looking at the reaction. I'll be keeping an eye on the bank stocks. I mean, the banks are just, they're signaling, recession to you. They're not signaling higher rates, and things get kicked off on Wednesday morning, tomorrow morning, with JP Morgan. It got hit after, it had a little bit disappointed after its last report. It got hit. It continued lower. So like to see how, the banks react. Also, are the rips sold? If there's big pops and, on the beats, and investors, looking to, instead of buying into the rally, selling into strength. So that's what I'm going to be looking at. Who knows what the earnings are going to be, but I'm going to be looking at the street's reaction to the good earnings. And I think on that, with the growth stocks, if they disappoint again, man, oh, man, are people going to be willing to step up to the plate yet once again and try and buy the dip in these issues?
Yeah, very interesting. I'm going to be fascinated to see exactly what comes out of this earnings season and how dire some of the forecasts are, depending on which companies do actually put out some honest forecasts for the rest of this year and maybe even looking into next year. Either way, Joel, always great chatting with you, buddy. Not much more to talk about in terms of the markets, but now we are going to be watching closely some of the earnings reports, and I think everyone's just waiting to hear from more Fed heads just to see what they're doing, but the trend seems to be higher rates, and who knows, maybe even the tightening of the balance sheet. Joel, thank you, as always, for your time, buddy. Hope you have a great rest of your week.
All right, thank you, Corey. We'll talk to you next week.